Almost 2 years ago, Congressman Dave Obey called for Rumsfeld's resignation. That made him the first member of either house to call on President Bush to get rid of the architect of the war in Iraq. Now Obey says the president has a chance to no longer have to stay the course.
As long as Rumsfeld was secretary, we could not get the administration to take a fresh look at their Iraqi policy. So I honor him for his service to the country through the years, but I am glad that he has resigned, and I hope the president uses this as an opportunity to have a full-scale review of the policies following in Iraq.
Obey says Rumsfeld's downfall was not listening to his generals and not understanding the complexities of the Middle East. He says the next step is up to President Bush.
I have no idea if the president will listen to the message of the election or not, but I hope he does.
Obey says the United States needs to set a timetable for withdrawing its troops. Meanwhile, former CIA Director Robert Gates is a possibility to replace Rumsfeld. Obey says that's interesting since the CIA and Department of Defense have been feuding over the use of intelligence. A new defense secretary would have to be ratified by the U.S. Senate. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.